Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some residents of Boston's South End are welcoming greater police presence in their neighborhood. Police have been conducting sweeps around the intersection of Melnia Cass Boulevard and Mass Ave. Other residents and elected leaders denounce the police action as cruel and unnecessary. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on the challenge of striking a balance between helping people in need and protecting public safety.
When Dr. Dinah Applewhite heard about police activity in the area around Boston Medical Center Tuesday night, she headed to the scene. It was the latest in a series of police sweeps in the area since an assault on a corrections officer last week. Applewhite says what authorities are calling Operation Clean Sweep feels like retaliation for the assault.
And it felt so senseless to be taking people's things on the street and throwing them away. It was sending this message of, we don't want you here. You're not welcome here. Your mere existence is illegal.
On the scene Tuesday, Applewhite started taking pictures with her phone. She posted a photo online of a wheelchair being crushed in the back of a garbage truck with the title, Tax Dollars at Work, Crushing Wheelchairs.
One man was in shock that his wheelchair had been taken. He kept saying, that was my wheelchair. I got it from MassHealth last week. He had a boot on his leg and a back brace on, and said he had been in a hit and run last week.
Now, you know me, I'm always in the street.
I know.
There are several abandoned wheelchairs there, and anyone that needs a wheelchair, they're given a wheelchair. Those wheelchairs were covered with feces, blood, and urine, and they were used like a pincushion by discarded needles. They were a hazard. We got them out of the way.
William Gross is the Boston Police Commissioner. He says there are bad actors in the area that get in the way of those who frequent the area and are seeking treatment.
Nobody seems to be getting that. These people are preyed on constantly by drug dealers, extortionists, sexual assault, intimidation, and they tell us every day. As a matter of fact, we were thanked profusely by some of the population, like, thank you.
The area around Boston Medical Center is home to a lot of resources for people facing addiction and homelessness. Any hour of the day, you find people wandering the streets, sometimes shooting drugs. And residents have reported a recent uptick in the transient population and in crime. Ivan Otero of Dorchester says he's been hanging out around Melnia Cass and Mass Ave for more than 10 years. He says police going after people with nowhere else to go makes no sense. The government has to deal with housing and getting people places to stay, Otero says. It's all about housing, and people aren't getting that housing. Advocates also talk about the need for supervised injection sites, as well as more recovery beds for those who do want help. But some South End residents are calling on police to take a stronger stance. Jerry DePiro owns a construction company near the intersection of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard, which some call Mass Cass and others call Methadone Mile or Recovery Road. DePiro lost one of his children to opioids, so he understands the need for treatment. But he says residents and businesses in this thriving area also need security.
I have six kids. I have a five-year-old. I think I don't worry about every day. She likes to come to work with me. So on Sundays or Saturdays, I'll take her with me. But no, I'm scared to death. Scared to death. I get her out of the car, and literally I've got her wrapped with me to get her in the building.
DePiro says he struggles to keep employees who don't want to work in the area. But he says he's not leaving, and he has some ideas on what needs to happen to clean up the neighborhood. He says drug users trespassing in the area should be committed to treatment.
Whether it's voluntary or non-voluntary. Well, if they don't want it, they're out here. If they're trespassing, then lock them up. Grab them. Do something. Have something in place so they're taken from here and put somewhere where they'll get some help.
Advocates and public officials bristle at the idea of committing drug users against their will. Mayor Marty Walsh is himself in recovery from alcohol addiction.
You can't force somebody into treatment. That's half the battle. You know, a lot of people don't, they're not ready to go into treatment, or they don't want to go into treatment. It doesn't matter whether on the street or living in your living room. All we can do is continue to outreach and hope when the days when they're ready for it, they will accept it, the help.
Former Inspectional Services Chief Buddy Christopher was appointed by the mayor earlier this month to focus on improving the situation at Melnia Cass and Mass Ave. Christopher says in addition to stepped up police patrols, the city is increasing outreach to encourage people to access treatment services.
Our outreach group has, you know, broadened their scope of area that they're working with so that we can get the word out. There is, you know, an additional number of patrol cars in neighborhoods so that they too can get the message out to these folks that the services are there, they're available. You can get a bed anytime, 24/7, no matter what it is.
Christopher says he doesn't want to see so many police on the streets that it's uncomfortable for the residents. Instead, he says he wants Melnia Cass and Mass Ave to return to being a normal environment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.